you know, I think that this team is there. We just haven't figured it out yet. And I think that when you look across the board and, you know, if you take away the San Diego game where it was just awful, I think that, you know, we're planning games and we're able to win these games. It's just a player two or three that's keeping us from, you know, winning these football games. You know, I think that, you know, the scrutiny is going to be on Blake. But if you look deeper into it, if we don't get unnecessary unsportsmanlike conduct play at the end of the half, they miss that field goal like he did, you know, we win by a point. You know, so at the end of the day, you can't just sit here and point fingers, and that's not what I'm going to do because, you know, I think that defensively, offensively, and special teams, we all played a hand in this loss. So just going back, I think that this team is just way too talented, one of the most talented teams I've been around. Matter of fact, the talented team I've been on. And it's just unfortunate that we're 0-3, and now we're looking like we're looking to do the impossible, you know, because, you know, we hear all the naysayers and teams that start off 0-3, you know, the perception behind that. And I think that, you know, guys just got to tone out that, man, and make sure we focus on what we need to do to get better moving forward. And just learn from that and just get ready to play next week.
Does today take you closer to getting it turned around? Or, I mean, is it harder to turn it around when you get so close and don't get it done?
I think that it's definitely not. When you know what you're capable of doing, I think that it's not as hard to turn it around. But, you know, it's tough because I think that nobody in this locker room will sit here and say that we should have lost this game. You look back in the Green Bay game, you say, okay, that was a good team. You know, it could have went either way. This was a game that we absolutely should have won. The game should have been over 4 minutes, 3 minutes left in the game. But you look back on it and you say everything happened for a reason. Who knows? I don't know what's to come from, you know, whether it's growth or whether this team regressed. But, you know, the guys that's in this locker room, I've been here long enough to know the character of these guys. And I think that growth is the only thing that could come from this. You know, sitting at 0-3, I don't think that we can't get any worse right now. So the only way that we can do is go up. And I think that we got the guys in this locker room and the talent to do so. So, you know, like I said, if everybody stay united as one, there's no reason why we can't definitely can't dig ourselves out of this.
Is there any sense that unification is starting to divide at all? Because losses can do that to you now.
Losses absolutely can do that in a professional locker room. At the end of the day, guys will like to point fingers and things like that, but I don't get that sense of understanding, a sense of, you know, finger-pointing in this locker room, like I say. But you're absolutely right. That division could come in this locker room. But, you know, like I said, I don't see it happen. I haven't seen it happen. So, you know, everybody's respectful and understanding of the guys that we got. You know, like I said, I know and I'm respectful of every guy on that offense because I'm a fan of those guys' game. I've seen their preparation and work week in and week out. And I know that we got some elite group of receivers and we got a dang good quarterback back there. So, you know, like I said, you know, when winning games you know, Blake's going to get the credit, as and rightfully so. And, you know, when we lose games, that's just the nature of the business. The onus falls on the quarterback. So, at the end of the day, we had to do things better on defense. You know, they started off a little hot on us in the second quarter. You know, so who knows? If we would have made those stops, then we could have won this game. If we didn't get that penalty, you know, before the halftime, we could have won this game. So I think that before people start finger pointing, everybody got to look themselves in the mirror.